In the Turkish city of Istanbul, wine has become the latest fashion. Trendy wine bars are opening across the city, and the shelves of supermarkets are stacked high with a varied collection of locally produced wine. The growing popularity of wine in Turkey is seen as indication of a changing society and the increasing influence of Western Europe. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
At Sharabi Wine Bar, a cabaret night is in full swing. Twice a week, students from the local conservatory entertain customers with a mixture of opera and slapstick comedy. The audience is predominantly young and are typical of the growing wine-drinking community in the city. So why are they turning to the vine?
This is a different taste for us, and people feel better while drinking wine instead of beer or whiskey or another else.
I don't know much about wines, but I like drinking it more than anything else. I think it is very good for Turkey that wine is becoming part of life here.
Sharabi's owner, Mustafa Güçlü, was one of the first to open a wine bar in the city. He says it wasn't easy, but says his success is an indication of wider changes going on in Turkey.
In Turkey, wine represents the new generation. Also the fact that there are more people traveling back and forth to Europe. And that's had an important influence on the emergence of this new trend, as people were exposed to the drinking habits of going out and drinking wine.
Sharabi is located in the heart of Istanbul, in the district called Beyoğlu. For centuries, this district was renowned throughout the world for its cosmopolitan nature. The buildings are an eclectic mix of various European styles. Italians, Germans, English, and especially Greek, or as they're called, Rum, used to walk these streets. Until the 60s, the Greek language was as common as Turkish. Giovanni Scolamiglio's family moved here from Italy two centuries ago. Giovanni has written several books about this district and says the emergence of a new wine culture is nothing new to Istanbul, nor are the wine bars.
There were many. Some were run by Greeks, some were run by Italians. There was a Greek from Italian origin. There was another very famous brand of wine, Dimitrakopoulos, and many others.
The revival of the wine culture in Turkey has also extended to production. Although it's the world's fourth largest grape producer, it produces little wine, most of which is of variable quality. But a few Turks are attempting to put the country on the world map of wine. The headquarters of Dolaca Wine is one such place. It's Turkey's oldest wine producer and is run by Sabel Kutman. The 32-year-old is applying expertise learned from studying wine production in California. She believes that Turkey has potential with its climate and good soils, although she admits it's an uphill task, especially overcoming the obstacles of religion and the Turks' love affair with rakı, for a traditional potent aniseed drink.
Religion is, of course, a big factor. In Islam religion, in the book of Quran, it says wine is sin, as opposed to alcohol is sin. The actual vineyard, that's another problem. They want to sell you their grapes, but they want you to convince them, although they know very well it's going to go into wine. You know, this is ridiculous gameplays that go on just because, you know, they consider they're going to be sinning as well. So it's going to take time, but it's in the right direction, I think.
At Sharabi Wine Bar, such sentiments seem well-founded. A new generation of wine drinkers is in the making here. The best of Turkey's wines are also set to be exported, with producers like Dolaca increasingly targeting the overseas market. For NPR News, I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.